When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode of Filthy Casuals is brought to you by Loot Gaming. Go to lootcrate.com/filthycasuals and enter the promo code FILTHYCASUALS to get $3 off any new subscription today.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three extremely kind and knowledgeable boys. You have myself, Tommy Dasilo. Thank you very much for joining us. Also, sitting next to me, it's Adam Knox.
Hello, I am here next to you. This is my new voice I'm trialing. Radio career.
This is the Western translation of your anime character.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Can you do like what I'm actually saying? And
No.
I mean, so all you have to do.
Nice try, but you are not. I'm not going to give you the evidence for my court case that easily.
Damn it! I was going to get you, Andrew, bolted.
Also with us, twiddling the knobs. That's why I introduced Adam first, because you looked deep in thought over there. Mm-hmm. It's Ben Vanell.
Ohayo gozaimasu.
Now that is no fear. Hey, we should say a quick thank you to everyone who came down to our live episode. You will have heard that last week on the feed.
And maybe you loved it, but we don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was really fun. It was great to see everyone there. The episode went really well. And the actual Mario Kart tournament part of it, I think, went as well as we could have hoped.
Yeah, totally.
Sometimes you have a thing like that where you kind of don't know how it's going to work and you picture it in your head and you have this ideal view of it and then you have to sort of step back and go, but it could be really boring take way too long. But
it wasn't exactly like my ideal vision of it as well. I didn't get any blowjobs.
I was about to jump in there and say that exact thing.
Wow. Were you really?
But it went well. Thank you to everyone who came and competed. There was a good mix of people just kind of, you know, wanting to have a bit of fun. Mm. There was one kid in particular who I think had turned up to try and just completely shark us.
Yes.
He's kind of sitting up the back by himself and then he came in with this kind of steely determination.
He was flipping a coin along his knuckles the whole time.
Just exhaled very calmly.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but he was playing as, he was the sort of the kind of the real silent killer kind of type.
Yeah.
He's playing as Dry Bowser. I think he made it into the semis.
Mm.
And then we had a late, was it in the semis? Someone decided to go and play as your me.
Yes.
Ben, your avatar.
He was in the semis, yeah. They didn't go through the heat with me and then they...
So once there's actually stakes, they've decided to play as you.
Yep.
But that's a classic pull shark move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
whip out that special cue that you got to screw together.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Toadette. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, no, I'm Ben Vanell.
Yes.
Which you described Ben's me as looking like he took the default one and made it more boring.
Like you just hit A a bunch of times and whatever.
I think when I did make it, I was like, oh, should I change the nose? And I changed it. I was like, it was better before.
And so wouldn't you know it, this son of a bitch, he won the whole thing playing as you, which you could not.
It came down pretty close to the wire as well.
It did, that last race was really, really fun. That was really good. So we kind of sat there and we kind of commentated the whole thing, which again, I was sort of skeptical as to how much meat there would be on that bone.
Yeah.
But we, I mean, say what you will about the quality of it, but we kept talking for an hour and a half and no one can take that away from us.
Yes.
So at some point the plan is to make this maybe a semi-regular thing.
Yeah. Mm. With a different game or...
Maybe we'll do something different with the live episodes and not just put them on the... we don't really know what's going
on. Yeah.
And maybe end up recording the tournaments.
What a great announcement.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, you can look forward to literally anything.
We should also say we named it the inaugural Watermelon Cup in honour of A. Knox over here. I went and bought a quarter of a watermelon, which when I went into the supermarket, I was like, are they even in are they a seasonal thing? I don't think of anyone hoeing into a watermelon in the middle of winter.
Mm. No, I don't, maybe you just don't see it because it seems like a peculiar thing to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe watermelons are better in winter. Mm.
But I've
never
to
eaten
be honest,
a winter watermelon.
Even in summer, someone eating a whole quarter of watermelon, I'd be like, yeah, even though it's hot, that's still weird.
Nah, that's sick.
So that was kind of the trophy that we gave out to Marcus,
yes,
the winner on the night, who then told us, shit, I've got to go on a date with this in tow, which yeah, I love. And I'd love to know how the date panned out.
There's nothing I can do with this watermelon now. It's such a valuable item that I can't just bin it.
I feel
or
bad.
Eat it.
I feel bad because I feel like the obvious thing to do is to just chuck it in the bin,
yeah,
as if we give a fuck.
Yep.
But I think maybe he didn't know that we didn't care if he chucked it out. So he was just trying to be polite.
Yeah,
and look,
right,
I could have let him off the hook by saying, dude, just throw it away. Like,
or
we
maybe
don't
he
care.
Took it on the date and was like, oh, it's a reference to Adam Knox. And she went, him, I love him.
Best route I've ever had. So, yeah, I do. That was kind of my ultimate goal for getting a trophy like that, for it to be a massive inconvenience to anyone who won
it. Yeah, next time we're going to give someone just like a credenza or something. Do you say credenza, quidenza?
Credenza.
Credenza.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a large wardrobe, but it's a funnier
like
sounding word.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or a dresser or
something? They're all the same thing, but like a different shaped mirror or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think moving forward in if we do any of these tournaments, these tournaments which... to quote the great man over here, we may or may not be doing in some kind of capacity in the future.
Recorded or unrecorded.
It should be, that should be an ongoing thing, that victory should be in some way inconvenient.
Yeah.
The poison chalice of the cup that we give out.
Do we just tie the winner's shoes together or something?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was heaps of fun. And, yeah, thanks again to everyone who came out. I got a little drunk and got talking to some people for about an hour and a half about Zelda. And
nice.
A friend of mine had to drag me away from them. So that was good fun. I wanted to talk very briefly about a couple of things that popped up in the mailbag just in the last couple of days. Did you guys see this? Someone emailed us his favourite quotes from this show.
I did see that. I saw that today,
which is very cool that he took the time to do that. I will say it's a strange phenomenon to read an email that someone has sent you of things that you've said.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot. Just want to clear up some things about our relationship. Here's what you said on the 4th of May.
It was nice, but... Also, it did. A lot of them taken out of context, it was like, oh, boy, there's some bad stuff that happens on this show. So thanks to that person. I also want to read out an email that we got during the week from a listener who says, hey, guys, my name is David and I'm 16.
Oh,
how about that?
Hello, 16-year-old.
Happy birthday, David.
How old were you when he was 16?
I'm 27.
Yeah, 30.
I was 12 when he was born, I suppose. Mm, no, okay. I wouldn't have been.
Wait,
11. I would have been 11.
I would have been 14.
13, yeah, 14. 11 or 12.
You guys are absolutely hilarious, as we've just proved by riffing on his age.
Yep.
I found your podcast via the Weekly Planet. You know, your bosses.
Yes.
Anyway, I just want to say the game I've been playing this week. It's a phone game on the iPhone called Clocky. Now, I don't really play phone games, but this game is really good.
It's just the clock app.
It's
you can set any time you want, and it will make a noise.
You swipe to the right, it's Sydney. You swipe to the left, it's Melbourne.
And if you wake up in time, it stops ringing. Where is it? It's so hard for me to put it down. I'm a terrible explainer, so please bear with me. It's a puzzle game where you match up lines. If you progress further in the game, it gets more complicated. You match up the lines, dominoes, and other pieces to connect them in the right order. Just download it and you'll understand. So anyway, thanks to David for writing in to tell us that he's been playing a bootleg version of Tetris. Very cool of him. Like he goes, it's hard to explain. It's like, clearly Tetris is a touch point here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just say it's like Tetris except...
It's hard to explain without legally stepping on toes.
But what were you doing at 16, Adam? Were you listening to podcasts?
I don't know if podcasts existed when I was 16.
They didn't exist when I was 16, so... Yeah.
The first podcasts I ever listened to were like the Ricky Gervais one was a... And Russell Brand's podcast I listened to back in the day.
Yeah.
When he had that guy Matt Morgan to like rein him in a little bit, it was really funny.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being that he was an insufferable person these days.
Crazy.
Same with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Crazy that between the two of them they haven't fixed all the world's problems yet.
Yeah.
It seems like they really are trying pretty hard.
They've got so many ideas. Ban religion and don't vote, I guess, is their manifesto between the two of them. Clever guys.
Yep.
My way to fix the world... love.
Mm, really? Self-love?
Yeah, man. The politicians
jack
off. You
gotta give yourself a self-care day, man. Just treat yourself once in a while.
Lie in bed, face down, and hope the bed takes you.
hope you vomit.
So we should mention, on this episode, we are going to be going through some E3 predictions.
E3 is next week. It starts this weekend, Australian time.
Yes, so we're going to be going through all the big companies and what we think we can expect from their big press conferences. We're going to make some wild predictions. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, next week we will be bringing you what actually happened. We'll be talking about what actually happened. We are recording this a little bit in advance because I am about to go overseas. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to pre-record one for next week because we thought putting up some musty old content in the wake of E3 felt kind of silly. So that episode will be out a day later than usual, just to give us time to do it when I get back. But in between now and then, we are going to be putting up a new bonus episode on Bandcamp, which someone wrote in and said, if you had to put together a list of 10 games that you should play before you die, what would they be? And so we debated that list.
And so we've done an episode all about the history of Pokemon.
So we heard this guy's call. We presumed this person was talking to us from their actual deathbed.
Yes.
And so we kind
of delayed the release of the episode.
We recorded it a while back.
We're making them pay for it. So we kind of themed it all around that. Which now, thinking back on it, maybe they were just saying it in a bit more of a general sense. But
no.
Okay, you still
literal.
Stand by that. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's not just us going, here's the 10 best games. We sort of did it thinking it might even be just a regular one of these, but it went for so long and we had so much fun doing it that, so give that a crack when it's out. It was really interesting to do a top 10 list where you don't just get bogged down arguing about what's best. You have like a clear thing. So our thing was, this guy's got like a week or two left. What are the most essential things to play in that time?
Yep.
To give yourself a real history of gaming.
Yeah.
And
that'll be out in a few days. So
check
send in your predictions.
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
Check the.
Yeah.
Check
so we came up with a top 10, and we also cured this guy's illness. We actually managed to find the cure for what he has.
Yes.
Yep. And he's now going to live a long, prosperous life.
Good on him. Well, and then he turns out to be the next Hitler, and it's all our fault. Not all our fault, he contributed, but still.
Yeah, I don't know that I really want any of the blame for that.
No.
So just by making him live for a bit longer. I mean, you could say the same thing of like,
Hitler's
you know,
doctor.
Water.
Yeah. Hitler's
grosser. Hitler's doctor doesn't get enough blame for what he did, you know? Yeah, the person who installed the plumbing at Hitler's house, allowing him to drink water and keep himself alive for longer, that guy needs to come under a bit more scrutiny.
So definitely. People are going to go back in time and kill our doctors because we kept this guy alive.
I guess so, yeah. If kill every doctor.
Yeah, basically.
Kill all doctors. That's the way to solve
go
the
go back
world.
To the original doctor, the very first person to ever be a doctor, because they're responsible for
Dr.
every
Mario.
Bad person being kept alive.
Yeah.
Ian. Fuck, I wish I could remember the name of the guy who played Doctor Who first. Ian. Oh. Was it Ian?
Once
definitely it wasn't Ian.
No, it was like William Richardson.
William
or
Hurst
something.
Or something like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
yeah.
Of course it wasn't Ian of an old man in the 60s named Ian.
You do this a lot where you go for the joke, you don't have all the information, then you point out what the information you're looking for is. Once you've said, I want it because of this, it doesn't really matter if you remember the name at that point or not.
Yeah, the joke
the moment's
done.
Gone.
No, but the structure was there and it's on public record that if I'd have looked it up beforehand, then I would have known his
often
name
the most
was.
Impressive thing about coming up with a quick joke is how quick
the
it is.
Speed, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was quick. William Hartnell, who played the first Doctor
there
on Doctor
go.
Who.
Very nice. Yeah.
Great. I killed him.
I like.
But the problem was he just regenerated immediately after I killed him.
Now, that's a good joke.
Into.
I like the idea that you were walking here and you very nearly just something popped into your head and you very nearly Googled who it was, because that's what you see. You seemed frustrated, like, I had an opportunity to look at this today and I didn't. If only I had known. So anyway, look out for that on the Bandcamp, which, Ben, you're going to need to read that URL out for me.
I believe it's filthycasualspodcast.bandcamp.com.
It might even just be filthycasualspodcamp.com.
I don't know.
Either
William
way,
Hartnell.
Look, keep an eye on the socials and all that stuff. That'll be up within the next week.
Yep.
So E3 happening this year. This is, if you are a video game fan, it is the most exciting time of the year. It's the point where, we learn about a lot of new things. We see a lot of big flashy displays. And as three red-blooded males, we get to see those booth babes. It's about those booth babes.
Who's Lara Croft this year? Everyone's talking about it. Hey, who's it going to be? Alicia Vikander? Yes. I can remember her fucking name, but I can't remember William Hartnell.
Yeah, you can remember a hot babe's name and you can't remember an old dude's name. What does that say about you?
I personally am looking forward to seeing the hot babe at the Ubisoft booth dressed up as a rabbit. That's going to be sick.
Oh,
mama, finally. Now they're just into everything. They're just
You never see girls dressed up as bunnies, do you?
Well, you know what? We were talking last week about the Mario Rabbids crossover.
Yes.
This is thinking about this week. You know what? You know, so Ubisoft. The story is that they approached Nintendo about this. You know, why are they going to go fucking up someone else's franchise with their shitty rabbits? Why, you know, why aren't they going put them into one of your own games?
Yeah.
If you're so dead, make an Assassin's Creed rabbits. You know what I mean? Like,
do they even have a like an RPG series, Ubisoft?
Well, you know, my point being. Like, why are they, you know, why are they spreading it out like a, you know, why look within?
Yeah.
If you're so desperate to make a fucking Rabbids crossover.
Yeah.
Do a Far Cry Rabbids, you know?
Ooh. Yeah. They're the Linkin Park to Nintendo's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we're going to go through in order of, in order that the big press conferences are happening. All that stuff is online now. You can find out the schedules. It is, for the most part, for us in Australia, the schedules are all pretty good, right? Like,
yeah,
there's nothing too.
Like,
there's
pretty
no
convenient times.
4 a.m. starts or anything like that.
The only one that's annoying. Oh, there's two that are annoying. There's a PC show, which I don't know who runs that or what it's about, but that's at 3 a.m.
It's probably about like graphics cards and stuff.
Last year they announced like the new Dawn of War game, that Warhammer one.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I think Warren Spector, who made like Deus Ex and System Shock, did a long talk. So maybe there'll be something about System Shock 3 there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm interested in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Nintendo's at like 2 a.m. our time on a Wednesday morning. But other than that, yeah, if you're in Australia, they're all pretty decent times. They go in this order. I guess I'll just read this out if you're interested in watching because it'll be happening this weekend. So
People can Google that.
Yeah.
No, they cannot.
We're going to be going through them in order.
Yes.
And the order will be...
No! No table of contents.
Well, okay, so the first company, first cab off the rank is EA, Electronic Arts. They generally do this, don't they? Like, they usually kind of come in first and I think they're now a couple of days before the thing actually kicks off, aren't they?
Yeah, so is Microsoft as well.
Yeah, they keep getting earlier and earlier and earlier. Yeah. But yeah, they're not a company that I particularly follow. What do we expect from them?
Well, so things that they've definitely said will be there are a new Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront 2. And then new FIFA, new
and Madden and
new
NBA.
NHL or whatever.
Yeah.
So they'll show all of their sports things, maybe a new UFC or whatever. I've never really connected with any of those particular games. There's a FIFA game for the Switch that's apparently going to be a different version to the ones that are going to be on PS4 and whatever.
Well,
right.
Yeah, so that EA dude, he kind of appeared at the presentation that they
Someone said his name three times in your mirror.
Yes.
William Hartnell.
He kind of came out and was like, we are making... FIFA 18 will be on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a scaled down, watered down version. And then now that's what they've announced. It's something like EA presents FIFA or something.
It's like EA FIFA for Switch or something.
Yeah.
Like
some,
that.
Yeah.
So it's
like
not
that.
Dated. It's kind of a more sort of tight, which people are speculating is this going to be some sort of, almost
a nerfed version of it.
Yeah. So
they played
that
with a little nerf soccer ball.
Yeah.
So nobody gets hurt.
Well, I played the FIFA that was for the Wii,
and
that was actually really good. Like the graphics were slightly worse than the ones on the current gen consoles, but it had like a motion control shooting functionality, which was actually cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of shitty at FIFA.
Yeah.
So I've liked the ones they've made for Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, the really simplistic ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they could still be making FIFA for it. But I don't know. I just don't see why. If you're a FIFA person, you've got a PS4 or an Xbox and you've been playing it on that. I don't see. I mean, it would be great to be able to have portable, but I don't quite see why people care. Well, I just don't think it's their market. I think it's a waste of time.
When Nintendo were doing their first push of like, this is what the Switch will be, they did have sports games pretty heavily featured
in
that initial thing.
NBA.
Or, like that's one specific basketball game.
Yeah.
An official NBA one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting though, because I think I mentioned this on that bonus episode actually, but I had a Wii because I could only afford a Wii.
Mm.
So them bringing FIFA out on it was great because I did want to play FIFA.
Yeah, right, okay.
But then the Switch was $500. Like, yeah. there's no reason for that anymore.
But the Switch is like the new hotness.
Yeah, and it's also like the new 3DS in a way. Like, it is it is a portable
system.
And that would be an ideal situation, is where it's a relatively normal FIFA game for the most part and then has some Switch-specific stuff of like, you can use both the Joy-Cons as goalie hands or whatever.
I'd say it will probably end up being... I guess they don't want to give it the same title as all the other ones that they're making because it'll be scaled down graphics and they don't want it compared. But I imagine
but
it'll be.
In the past, they were calling it like FIFA 13 on the PS2 right up until.
Yeah. But maybe this is a different strategy where, the focus will be on local wireless gameplay and it, maybe they'll just make it a little. Because they really. They keep it all. It's all kind of current rosters and stuff, so maybe they're just making a bit less emphasis on it being like an update and maybe this is them sort of going... It could just be a toe in the water of like, we don't know if there's enough of a market to bother making one of these every year for the Switch.
So we can
just have this sitting there and it still sell for a long time even if we decide to stop supporting the franchise
on it. That's a good point. Yeah. And also, I'm all for people trying new things with sports games.
Yeah,
trying something like maybe if it is a bit arcadey and different, maybe that'll be really fun.
Mm. Yeah. Well, presumably by the time people hear this, there's a big update for NBA Playgrounds on the Switch is coming soon.
Yeah, hopefully that's going to fix the shooting and stuff. And like the.
Well, I think they've patched that in the PC version already.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there's like a shooting gauge or something.
Yeah, because that didn't really it didn't really make the impact that you would think something like that would. So hopefully now with these fix-ups, like.
It did get a few pretty low scoring reviews.
I mean, I think it's still got a decent enough average, but hopefully I think there's a really good game in there, but hopefully with these patches they've said that's coming, which will probably be out by the time this is out. But the rest of that stuff, Need for Speed, I don't know, that's a franchise that I've not really cared about in a long time, but I guess
I think I got the
still sells
maybe not the latest, maybe a couple ago. I've got one on the PS4 and it's really good, like I really like those games.
At some point
it's like with FIFA, Need for Speed, Madden. Like, I don't need a presentation to tell me that I'm going to buy those.
Yes, yes.
I know that I'm going to either buy them when they're on a sale or not buy them.
Yeah.
And probably enjoy them, but I don't need any persuading at this point.
What is there to be done in, like, a big reveal?
Yeah.
By the way, a game that you could have been playing along at home is what is the secret sound in the background of the last 2 minutes of the episode? You've been waiting on tenterhooks this whole time, and the answer was Adam Knox taking off his big puffy jacket.
I didn't want to put the microphone down because it would go the dunk for a second.
That would have been distracting.
Sorry.
Anyway, so that is that's all going to happen.
Yep.
Not a lot to get.
Battlefront
2.
Battlefront 2 is the interesting one.
I want to see what the single player in that is.
Totally.
Because outside of the single player, I know what that'll be.
Well, that's a big one where that first one people were kind of very excited about, and then broadly speaking, quite let down by
the lack of content.
The lack of content, the lack of depth to it.
It was just a little simple. Yeah. My biggest problem with it was that the vehicles were so separated from the like on foot people.
Yeah, they were kind of like mostly like a little bonus pickup thing, right? That would last for about 30 seconds.
And that was just so un-Battlefield-y.
I
didn't really like that. And there wasn't that much to it, but it was fun and it looked incredible.
It looked amazing. And the score and all, like, it was a great looking
all the Star Wars-y stuff about it was really well done.
And it kind of it came out around the time of...
It was a bit before The Force Awakens,
so people were really riding that wave.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe this one, it won't get away with that initial kind of boost because we're now kind of really getting oversaturated with Star Wars stuff, so it's kind of going to have to do a lot to stick out.
It looks cool in a similar way to Rogue One, where the single player, I think, is about... You play an Imperial soldier at the start of the end of the sixth movie.
Mm.
So the Death Star blows up and then it's...
Oh, come on.
Mate, it's been 90 years. You need to have...
Feel old yet?
This is what Luke Skywalker looks like now.
That's a good meme.
A pile of rubble.
And it's Jar Jar Binks. Feel old yet?
But so then it's like the story of the... empire turning into whatever the one the First Order,
yeah,
which I think is like an interesting story to tell with that.
It feels like a story that they should have told in The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
like
totally. How did that it... was one of my biggest problems with that movie. It's like, who are these ring-ins?
Yeah,
yeah.
Who are these guys who are clearly just a photocopy of the dark side?
Why is
of the
this
empire?
Nazi general like 19 years old?
Yeah,
how did he get to the top?
But, his dad got him there. That is a joke about nepotism in the acting industry.
Oh,
yes.
Now that's a hot button issue.
Well, guys, a bit of real life drama for you. My laptop with all my notes on it just went dead. So I am fucking winging it. Or should I say X-winging it? Yay.
You're better without the notes, buddy. Just go.
So that's the last thing I read before it shut down. I had that sitting there just in case we talked about this.
The only other thing is that it has different bits from every like era of Star Wars, which I also think is cool.
Yeah.
That it has, you know, the whole thing from 1 to 7 or 8 by the time this comes out, nearly.
Yeah.
Or her.
Nearly 8. So, yeah, I think that game will probably end up being...
Wait, did you say nearly 8 by the time this comes... Oh, you mean this game.
By the time this game comes
out. I thought you mean this episode. Like, it's in a week and a half.
Next year as well. Is 8 coming out next year instead of Christmas
now? Oh, really?
No, it's still on Christmas.
Am I forgetting that? I think it's... Didn't it get pushed back to May, or is that 9 or something?
I think that's 9.
I don't know.
I think it's 9. I think
you're thinking of Breath of the Wild a year ago.
So
that's is that all of EA?
Unless they throw some curveball, which like maybe.
Yeah. So do we want to have a prediction?
Oh, do we want to speculate?
I don't. I don't have any predictions for EA. Really?
Are they Tomb Raider? They're not Tomb Raider. That's Square Enix.
Yeah. Well, that's Eidos Interactive and Square, I think.
Yeah. So what else does EA have?
I mean, Battlefield. Field.
Maybe a new but they won't have a new Battlefield because it'll be Battlefront.
Totally.
So,
I mean, just probably. Is there a lot of Star Wars stuff that they haven't shown off yet?
There could be another new Star Wars game. There's been rumors of another Knights of the Old Republic game.
Yeah.
So maybe something like that.
Yeah.
They've got that MMO. I don't know if they'll mention any.
But are they a company that typically goes in for like, we are going to fucking rip your tits off with a big old surprise?
Or they don't really
seem like.
There's been a couple of kind of underwhelming ones that have happened. But not in any huge sort of way for them. And I don't know what it... There was that one game that they sort of showed like 2 years ago that was like all the different extreme sports.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
In one, and it was like someone on a quad bike and it was just like this real early tech demo. Maybe that thing, or maybe that disappeared forever.
Yeah, maybe that was just a tech demo.
I would love to see a reboot of the kind of California Games model of gameplay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those things where like you had all these little ones in it. But when they were doing that, the NES era, it was like you'd be lucky if there was like one in there that kind of played how you wanted it to play. And then all the rest of them were just a disaster.
Well, and then they all ballooned out and it was like Pro Skater, Kelly Slater's Pro Surfer, Matt Hoffman's BMX.
But that would be cool. Some kind of package that had a bunch of little...
That's what that thing looked like. It was like quad bikes and hang gliders from memory. So.
That would be cool. Mm. That would be really cool.
So maybe something like that or some surprise will happen.
Well, my prediction is the FIFA thing that they're talking about for Switch, it will be just a very like... Yeah, slightly less graphics intense, but it, you know, people are saying they think it's going to be some because they have done this in the past. Yeah, it's been a very kind of almost kids version of soccer. I don't think they'll be doing that with this.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be just a generic FIFA without you know, maybe like a 70% version without all the bells and whistles of current rosters and stuff like that.
And
but
I
ultimately
think...
speaking, who cares?
I do think they'll probably chuck some HD Rumble motion control shit in there because they did do that Wii One. Yeah.
Yeah. So then 24 hours go by after that.
Yes.
And then Microsoft takes the stage, treads the boards.
So this is, I think this is the most interesting one. I mean, we decided we'd do this chronologically, which is a shame because I think this is the most interesting one to talk about.
I
think Nintendo are interesting as well, but they're kind of always interesting because they're so hard to predict. But I really think that of any of the big companies, Microsoft are really the one in the position where they've got to pull something out.
They've got everything to prove. And everything to lose. And nothing. It's a game of two halves.
Like, they really have nothing. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, it's since the Switch coming out and being a success, they're all of a sudden, like, they're now the ones that kind of have to play catch up.
This is the one I've been looking at the most as the only person, I believe, in Australia who owns an Xbox One.
It's starting to feel that way to me, yeah.
So the things that they definitely, that we know that they have, in terms of games, Crackdown 3, mm-hmm. who cares?
Which they showed a bit about last year.
Or like ages ago.
Ages ago, and then announced it was LA or something. Mm. Yeah.
Was it you or someone else saying at the time that you don't think it'll ever end up happening?
I think we were talking about that. Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
But you also said the same thing about Horizon and The Last Guardian.
I say it about everything. I know that the apocalypse is coming and it's just a matter of when. But so that will probably show up.
Yeah.
And Sea of Thieves is the Rare game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a multiplayer co-op pirate ship thing. Yeah. So,
which, again, they whipped that out last year thinking people were going to jizz their little pants over it, but it landed with a real thud.
Yeah.
People didn't really seem to care at all.
You can play an accordion for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you have to be online at the same time as you. You have to be on that wheel and you got to be pulling the rigging. Like,
you know what it looked like?
It sounds fun.
It looked like one of those.
Yeah.
It looked like one of those, like, $4 CD-ROM games that they'd sell at the post office that your parents would bring home and be, you like video games. I got you this. And you're like, God bless them, they're trying, but this is real. Real shit.
Yeah.
Captain Clue's Counting Adventure.
Yeah.
What if Mario Odyssey is just a really scaled up Mario teaches typing and it launches with a little Bluetooth keyboard for the Switch?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'd be real into that.
I'd love that.
But so, yeah, like Crackdown and everything Rare's done for a while have all been like these B-tier things. So having those as their front runners.
They're a company that don't really have... When was the last time they brought out something that people... cared about in the same way that people cared and still continue to care about Banjo-Kazooie and all their other ones back in the day. They don't have that same...
And as far as Xbox One having exclusives, Rise of the Tomb Raider was exclusive for like 6 months, but apart from that,
four or something,
and then
it was on PC and then like a year later was on the PS4.
Yeah, that's right.
So in terms of games, there's nothing. The obvious other thing is that the Scorpio, whatever they end up actually calling it.
Yeah, sure, which seems like they've hung all of their hopes on.
Which is, like, it will probably be great. It will probably, like, if you want the most powerful console, it'll be that.
Mm.
But so what if there's nothing? So what they need to do is have some crazy games that they haven't mentioned yet show up that look amazing.
Yep. And that's, when's the Scorpio... you out. I feel like I ask this every time we bring it up. So you would have to think that, it's balls to the wall showing off the Scorpio and they must have something big up their sleeve for that. Some exclusive or some company.
It can't just be, it's a powerful console.
Yeah.
It's like if it's pushing how much a gaming PC would cost these days to put together... people will just get a gaming PC. Yeah.
That's what we've said every time we've brought this up is that if you're that if you care that much about graphics, you're going in on a PC because you can upgrade it. Like this thing is gonna presumably not look as good in 6 months' time, in a year's time. Yeah. So it sort of defeats the whole point.
Yeah. And I think it's gonna be weird because it might be a step beyond where the PS4 Pro is, where you could conceivably have stuff that would work well on this and be kind of unplayable on an original Xbox One.
Right.
Apparently. But who knows? I couldn't care less about it unless they have some. And it has to be something beyond like Gears of War 5.
Yeah.
And like Forza, what is it, fucking 7
and
now
you can see all the sweat. Again, what this always comes...
Get a load of these eyebrow hairs. Isn't that fun?
What this always comes back to, and this is something that I'll bring up for another company later on, but so what? What are we doing with this? Like it looks great, cool, but it's really interesting how as tends to happen a lot, it's kind of like Nintendo and Microsoft are kind of, they're sort of at opposite ends of the scale in terms of caring about graphical capabilities, and that just means that Sony can kind of sit in the middle and be like, cool, we'll just ours looks good and we'll just churn out games on it.
The Xbox One and Microsoft lost the console war, quote unquote, this generation.
Yeah.
Sony won. So what they've done, Microsoft, is put... They've gone all in on a console that doesn't seem to appeal to any particular demographic.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, like, they're almost treating it like it's a new console from the way they're talking about it. Where, like, that's what they did when the original Xbox was being... had its ass handed to it by the PS2.
Yeah.
They made the 360 way earlier than anyone thought they would, and that totally worked.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's their tactic with this, but at the same time,
the PS4 Pro just came out. It's almost as good, and it still has the exclusive games that people want.
The PS4 Pro is like a weird step behind what they're saying the Scorpio is going to be and stuff as well, where like it's such a muddy mess now that it's like getting closer to more like how phones are.
Yeah, yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
Well, it's, that's the thing. I really don't want
the PS4 Pro is a step behind the Scorpio, but it's close enough that if you still want to have the library of games that Sony have, then you'll just get the PS4 Pro.
And then
but
with it's the a PS4 smart, Pro, no one seems to care as well because the benefits that you get out of it aren't significant enough that it's worth...
But it's also, it's not crazy more expensive. I think it's still a smart move from them. Naming it the PS4 Pro, like calling it the Xbox Scorpio, making it sound like a whole new console.
Well, and I reckon Scorpio won't be the full-on name.
Right, okay, yeah.
It won't full-on. won't be the actual name of it when it shows up. It'll be called some other fucking thing.
But making it not that much more expensive than the PS4 and, you know, just really appealing to... So you want it to look a little bit better, great. If you've got a TV and you're one of those people that wants to be at the cutting edge, great. What it then allowed them to do with the PS4, it then made it look like a cheaper, like a budget alternative for people.
Well, that's what they did. They brought that slim one out.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're then them sold a lot on from that. But they also have the library of games to back it up, and they did have enough stuff all that ready to go where they could kind of patch in. Mm. But
if they can with this as well, take a hit on it and make it super cheap.
Yeah,
like way cheaper than it should be. It would need to be like below the price of a Switch.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that is enough for people to go like, whoa, fuck.
But there's no way that can be.
Yeah, like,
Well, if Microsoft has the money to take a hit on
true.
It.
True. And they're also doing
foothold.
You know, they're a really weird cut. They are getting close to giving Nintendo a run for their money in terms of weird decisions. Their weird like rental thing 2 years ago or whenever that was.
Like when they were going to launch the Xbox One where it was like... The strange copy protection stuff.
All the stuff that they then went back on and dropped from it.
Not being able to share games and stuff like that,
Well, and now they're going in completely the opposite direction.
That's what I'm going to say. They've got
this new Netflix.
Their streaming service, so they're very like ahead of the curve with that. But then, and that's a great move. And, you know, there's so many fans of so many companies that I think this will become the future of online catalogs of previous games.
Yeah.
Being able
to,
like everything else has that.
Yeah.
We have it with music, we have it with movies and TV. Like them getting ahead of the game on this is really smart because I think that is just, it's inevitable that that's the way things are going to
go. Like it's a little more complicated with games obviously just because they're for so many different systems that you can't just convert them to an MP3. But totally.
And they also were ahead of the curve with their online play early, back in the day.
Yeah.
That was something that drew people to the Xbox.
If they can communicate to people well enough that most, like there's 10 games on the PS4 that are really good that you can't get on an Xbox, but most of them are here.
Yeah.
And then we've got these three big ones or whatever that you haven't heard about yet. Then that'll be cool. That'll be like, that's the only possible thing that they could
do. Cause at the moment it just seems like they're doing some of the wild plays that Nintendo do, but without the games to back it up.
Yeah.
Nintendo, even at their very worst, they still have a legion of people who will still go in because it's like, well, I want to play the new Mario and I want to play the Zelda. This is all the risks of
a
new console, but without having any of that kind of ace up
your
sleeve,
Microsoft
which is just crazy.
Doesn't have those six games that people would be happy to buy for anyway.
Like, just sit back and, you know, anyway.
If Breath of the Wild hadn't come out with the Switch, then we all could have been sitting here going, look, I'd love to be able to afford a Switch and have a go on it, but I just don't know what I'm going to play on it.
Yeah.
But we still could be sitting back and doing that.
I am saying that still.
Right. But that's how I will be about Xbox for a while.
Why would
I go over to
They need to make a huge... They need to, like, get some fucking crazy game, like... Just go in there and coup Kojima away from people.
Totally. Or like a rock, like a Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 6 is only on the Xbox.
Totally.
Yeah, that
fuck
would be,
you.
Yeah.
Like, they
and again,
have to do a fuck you move.
Totally.
Yeah, if they've got the money, don't don't sell your consoles at a loss. Like, put all the money and get get a. It's too late now, but get, you know, get Red Dead as an exclusive or whatever.
Destiny 2 thing or massive. Like, but none of that's coming their way. So who knows what the fuck it could be?
That's the most interesting. Yeah, that is the really the most interesting one. Where
that's the biggest question mark.
All right, who have we got next?
So coming up after Microsoft, Bethesda, shred the boards, take the. I'm gonna stop doing that. I had a coffee
the
just
Scottish
before.
Play.
It's, this coffee has really hit me.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I'm shivering.
So Bethesda, you guys were both fans of Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we won't hear anything from...
Morrowind Online?
That they will probably talk about, but there won't be any new actual like Elder Scrolls or Fallout game.
No.
So the rumors are that there'll be a new Wolfenstein thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And The Evil Within 2. I never played The Evil Within.
Yeah, neither.
But that Wolfenstein, what was it, The New Order?
Yeah.
Was really good.
And they did like a little expansion one called The Old Blood, which was set back in the old days. Because The New Order was like a time jump.
Yeah, it was in like the late 60s or something, but the Nazis had won.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the Old Blood was back during the war. Yeah, I'd love it if they did another one of them. It was like Doom.
It was great. Yeah. They've got that Quake really Champions game, which is sort of in the same way that Wolfenstein and Doom were to those things.
Yep.
But doesn't look as good. It's like it's got the Overwatchy thing of like character powers and all of that, which is a very non-Quake thing.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, let me say quickly, this isn't E3, but Overwatch was free over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of look like character design wise and everything looked up my alley, and so I went in, and it has a tutorial in it that's quite good in terms of teaching you the controls. But then as soon as I started playing games, I was like, "What am I meant to be doing?
Yeah.
Where are the other people?"
Yep.
It was like guarding an area, and in both cases, I played two matches. In both of them, I was just I got to the area, and then I was there by myself for ages. Mm. And then one dude would show up and I would kill him and that was it. And I could hear characters' voices and stuff going up and I wanted to get into it more, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't work it out. I did think that was really cool though that they did that after it being out for this long, just having a free weekend to try and...
Yeah, I think it was the 1 year anniversary.
I mean, it failed in the case of me, but, you know, yeah.
At least you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so there won't be anything. The other things I see here are people talking about like Doom VR and Fallout 4 VR. I would love for them to just go, and now Doom 2's being made.
Yeah.
Because that first one I really liked.
Yeah, you really liked that, yeah.
So Fallout VR has been in, like, it's been in the pipeline for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be on PlayStation VR is the only thing that sucks
about. Right.
I think it's just for the PC ones.
Well, that sucks.
Have Microsoft announced any kind of VR plans? Because that, you know, that could be tied to
they
Scorpio,
had that
perhaps.
Fucking HoloLens thing for a bit. Do you remember that? And it was like you put it on, and it's a glass, like you see the real world.
It's an augmented reality.
That's right.
I had
that
boss
person do Minecraft on a table, and
it was all right. It was.
I mean, that could be something they've got up their sleeve. Is that I mean, we've all played the PSVR. And I've heard that it works and looks a little better when you have it plugged into a PS4 Pro.
Oh,
so maybe that's part of the pitch of like, we're bringing out a VR for this.
Yeah.
And because the console is so powerful, it's not going to be all, you know, maybe just shitting on the graininess of what the PS1 is potentially. In that sense, you really do. In that sense, it matters because it's about immersion and it's about, you know, really feeling like you're in it. So maybe that'll be part of the pitch as well if you get into VR. Like,
I feel like I did read a bit of that stuff a couple of months ago. But then again, it's like, well, the home VR hasn't really taken off in a way that could justify that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be crazy to do that because it seems like people have cooled on that a bit for the moment. So, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing with Bethesda just is what Arkane, who are the people who made Prey and Dishonored are doing, but I don't know what that is.
Now, we have to do the ad. And this week we are supported once again by our buddies down at Loot Crate. Loot Gaming is the one that we're all about. Loot Gaming is the particular Loot Crate, and we've got some great ones in the past. We talked about it before, but like the Pitfall Hip Flask was a great one. There was an awesome Breath of the Wild T-shirt. I've got some Tetris magnets on my fridge. Like, they've all been fucking great, and this month's one is no exception. the theme for this month is champion, which is very appropriate because we are champions here at Filthy Casuals. Some of the franchises that are going to be featured in this box are Fallout, which is fucking awesome because that is one of my favorite games and one of my game franchises. Fallout New Vegas, up in the pantheon of best games of all time, IMO. Also featured in this month's loot gaming crate, League of Legends, which everyone else in the world is obsessed with. I have never played it. Brutal Legend, which I think is that that Tim Schafer game. The Jack Black is the lead, voices the lead. And this one, oh, mamma mia, maron, this is a spicy meatball. Battletoads. Battletoads is featured in this month's loot gaming crate, which is fucking awesome. Tommy, get your dick away from that box. And also, don't put your penis near a loot crate. I don't know what's happening. Yes, champion is this month's theme. You got to sign up for this, the loot gaming crate, before the 27th of June, 9 p.m. Pacific time, America. So basically, if you're in Australia, just do it before the 27th. Otherwise, you roll over to the next theme, which is not champion. And champion sounds like a really good one to jump on. So if you want to do that, go to lootcrate.com/filthycasuals. And then when you're signing up, put in Filthy Casuals and you get $3 American off that new subscription. So thanks again to Loot Gaming for sponsoring Filthy Casuals.
Next up is the PC show.
Okay. Right. We don't need to talk about this.
No, I think we'll skip over this one. Yeah. This one was weird last year as well. There's nothing big, you know.
Yeah, knows. we have
maybe the system shock. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Then is Ubisoft.
Right. Okay.
So
that's that new Assassin's Creed Egypt
mm-hmm.
one. Yep. Origins.
Yeah, hopefully that isn't what it's actually called, but it probably will be.
I read somewhere it might be called Empire.
Okay,
which is a better name?
Yeah.
Origins is the worst name.
That's just that stuff has leaked, or has that been announced?
That was the one where I think it just leaked.
Yeah, I think it was leaked.
Okay, so they haven't done a formal announce. So you'd presume that that's happening at this.
Yeah, yeah, because they took last year off. So for Assassin's Creed. So yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's good.
Yeah, I hope it does something a little different and new. Like, take some cues out of. I mean, it's too late for it to possibly be able to out of Zelda's book.
Yeah,
but it won't.
No.
And Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Yep, they'll show.
Having just been announced, so I imagine this will be, you'd presume, hands-on.
Yeah, actually
on the floor, so you'll start to get a bit more of a feel of what you're actually doing in the game. And since we talked about it on last week's ep, there's more, we were speculating on, were any of those characters in the trailers the protagonists?
Yeah.
And the, you're a cop?
Yes.
In this?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think we've kind of found out since.
I think so, yeah.
Who's kind of come into the town and is like, yeah, it's been sent to investigate what's been going on.
Something like that,
I think.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that still looks cool. That'll be interesting to see, how that kind of play. Like the timing, this is one of those games where the timing kind of works out really nicely, where it's kind of far enough away that it's like exciting enough and it's, you know, it's not, feels like when it's just around the corner, they just have the whole game there showing off and it's like, well, who cares about hearing someone's thoughts about a demo? We can all play it in a week anyway.
Yeah.
Whereas this is just far enough away that it actually is interesting to kind of see those bits of gameplay footage and stuff filtering
out. There's been a couple of articles since we spoke about it last week. And we kind of touched on this, how it could be a really tasteless and like tone deaf depiction of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about how like it'll be like, oh yeah, it's taken on the right wing and people are complaining already that it's like a white genocide simulator.
Yeah.
But it also could be that it just also does a shitty take on it from a left wing perspective.
A boring,
it could be too shallow.
Yeah.
Which,
if any
I
of those
guess,
like cultists has like a Pepe tattoo or something, checking out.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. If they make the villains too shitty, it's not going to be effective as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll see more of it soon.
Yeah. Seeing actual footage of that would be cool. And same with Assassin's Creed. South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just got it.
the stick of truth.
I don't really care about seeing that because I feel like we know exactly what that's going to be.
Yeah, we know what it looks like. A South. Yeah, we've seen enough of it
It was meant to be out like a year ago or something as well. So
yeah. And it got is it October?
October 17th, I think, off the top of my head, which I think is correct, and I shouldn't have that information.
I guess they'll show off more of that, but there's maybe not really any need to. But it is a trade show, so I guess
Trey Parker and Matt Stone might be there. Something a bit wacky.
Yeah, dressing up funny as women.
Oh, like here did come the boys.
Oscars that time.
Oh, yes. What have they got to say? These boys will say anything.
I don't really have any interest in even playing this South Park game. I thought the Stick of Truth was fine and kind of disappointing. When I was playing through it, I was kind of just like...
Those are two conflicting thoughts.
Oh, well, no, I was quite excited for it. Yeah, okay. So I was disappointed, but it was a fine game. But at the same time, I was like, the actual episodes of South Park they're putting out now are great.
Are really good.
I'll just watch it.
I kind of feel the same way. I don't think I had a PS3 when the last one came out.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of thinking it looked really fun and wanting to play it.
It was a turn-based RPG though. So yeah,
I
know. Not have...
And I probably would have had the same initial like novelty of like, oh, this is cool. You're actually, it looks like South Park that wore off pretty quickly. And I don't know with this, I mean, we'll see where we're at with this show. If it's a week where there's not much else been going on, I probably will pick it up for the sake of talking about on this. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not. It seems like a weird thing to be making a South Park game in 2017. It feels like the real mania of people wanting that has long... I mean, the show is still really good.
Yeah.
But I just think that's died off. I don't know who's pushing for that.
I've never liked any of the superhero episodes they've done as well.
Same, I don't love that.
That's the biggest thing with this is where I don't care about, you know, Raspberry Pi Man or whatever.
I kind of think it would be way more fun to just play it through something, and maybe Stick of Truth is this, but something almost like Earthbound style, where you just some kids roaming around. You know what I mean? Where you just them roaming around.
Stick of Truth was it was kind of that sort of ish.
And this will probably be exactly the same as that. Yeah. So and The Crew 2 is the other rumored thing, which The Crew was a racing game that got a medium reception.
Always fascinating when something doesn't super bomb but does just well enough for someone out there to go,
let's try again.
It's worth another one of these,
Existing properties. Let's just reuse that one instead of take a risk on something new.
But then also
put
bad
some
enough
chicken in my pasta.
Chicken's great.
I do like chicken and pasta more than The Crew.
Yeah.
The other thing might be like Beyond Good and Evil 2. That's been rumored for years and off and on and off and on and off.
Yep.
So maybe that'll actually turn into something. Mm. Other than that, I don't know what there is with Ubisoft. Maybe some Tom Clancy thing. Some new Rainbow Six or whatever.
Maybe like a For Honor follow-up.
Yeah, maybe another Deus Ex sequel.
Yeah.
Possibly. Is that them? That's Square Enix again. I don't think I know who Square Enix are.
Oh, Ubisoft was the Ghost Recon one that went okay critically, I think.
The most Wildlands.
Yeah.
The one that you hated the beta of. I think that went that went okay.
Because it was like it was a big open world co-op game and people like that kind of shit. So
maybe a Watch Dogs 3. I don't know. Who knows?
Be a bit soon to be announcing that.
Definitely wouldn't as well with an Assassin's Creed coming out. That'll be exactly what you expect more than likely with Ubisoft. But then is bloody Sony.
Okay.
So, knee, what do you think about it?
Well,
Adam, that's the voice of my knee.
We were talking about Sony just before this, their conference from last year. You know, they did a really huge kind of move where they just sort of went, here's everything that we've even written on a whiteboard that might come out in the next 8 years. So
some of these ideas I'm coming up with right now.
here's a trailer.
Heaps of zombies.
Also, pretty much I've got a list here and pretty much all of these are still on the cards for this year. So they showed off a fair bit of Horizon. I mean, that's now out and The Last Guardian. But apart from that... is that correct? Are those the only two? And so their presentation last year was awesome. As a video game fan, it's everything that you want to see. It was some confirmation of stuff that's been rumored and confirmed in a really cool way. There was just a lot of crazy left field stuff. And again, this is as a diehard Nintendo fan, what I wish they would do more of don't worry about 6 months. Just give us a little bit of everything. Just show us everything that you're thinking of. One of their big pushes was VR because that came out in October.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would think that, I mean, yeah, I think with last year it was just convincing you that it was an affordable home option, like it was something that you could have in your house, and they were pitching a lot of like the quick experiences, like the Star Wars thing and the Batman thing, which I think people thought looked really cool, and I think just having some licensed stuff to get that over the line was really exciting to people.
Yep.
I think this year you'll start to see from them a bit of a push of trying to make it seem more essential. So
I hope so, because right now there aren't really any PlayStation VR games on the horizon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would think this is what they would be doing with it, would be now going into the sell of, okay, let's start to show off what this can actually do beyond just a novelty of you know, putting it on and looking around and going, oh, wow, it's like you're really there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I would think that would be a big kind of follow-up from them.
I think just that is also possibly not going to happen at all, and they start treating PlayStation VR like they did with the Vita, and they mention it very briefly and kind of forget it.
Yeah.
I think it could go either way.
I think maybe that might be true next year, but I think it's still new. I mean, it hasn't even been a full year yet, and they haven't really given it that push. I mean, we keep seeing these new things every now and then. What's that new one that's just come out?
The Farpoint?
Surge?
Oh.
No, Farpoint is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, right. I think sold pretty well. Like, for some reason I was looking at the PS4 game sales, and it was in the top five.
And people Star Trek one is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, you know, you could go online and look at reviews, but in terms of just like peer review, these things come out and I see press releases about them, but I just never hear anything more about them because not a ton of people that we know have it. Like, you don't
see. I bet there's been some really great luxury yachts come out recently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, that would be my tip, and that's what I think they would be wanting to do, would be to push that, because they do have a lot of games. So you would think that we'll be seeing a bit more of this Spider-Man game.
Yep. That's coming out this year, right? Isn't that meant to be coming out this year?
I think so.
With the new movies coming, so surely you'd want to.
Yeah.
So again, they showed a bit of that last year, and people kind of flipped their lids, like, oh, cool, the open world Spider-Man game.
Totally, it looked great.
Days Gone By, which
is the most, the least appealing of anything they announced.
That
I think
just looked like a real textbook, nothing-y.
I kind of looked. I remember just looking at it, and it kind of, I think it's sort of suffering at the time from being in the midst of
a lot of stuff
that people were going, oh, virtual reality Batman, oh, Crash Bandicoot's back, Last of Us 2, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
I just had a bit of a look at it again then, and it does actually seem kind of interesting. Like, I know we've seen it all a million times before, but it's open world, and I think that alone is enough to kind of get me a bit interested in it. Like, I've always thought like a disaster movie would be a good kind of skin for an open world game.
Yeah.
Like
State of Decay was that, which is one of the ones that might show up at the Microsoft thing.
Yeah. Okay. That was quite good. It was fine. Yeah. I was just playing Mad Max, and Mad Max is
an apocalypse
open world with a vehicle, combat, which is kind of what Days Gone By is.
We'll see. I mean,
I think it's just Days Gone.
Oh, is it?
Well, oh, Days Gone? Yeah, okay.
Who cares though?
Yeah. That'll be, you know, again, I think we'll start to see more of that. Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
I reckon that'll be there. That's going to be front and center for them.
Well, who knows how far away it is. Like, a lot of people are assuming that's like 2020 or something that's coming out. So
okay.
It could be that and also Death Stranding just don't even really get a look in.
Yeah. I think they'll both have short cinematic trailers, and that'll be about it.
Or like show up in those little montages they do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think Kojima's doing that. I think he is having his own thing. It'll be another weird little clip.
Yeah,
I'd love to see some actual footage of that.
Yeah. I reckon now's the time probably where he'll do it. Like, I think maybe, I don't know. Who knows how that guy works, but
there's no way of knowing how far away.
Surely this is the point where you start to go. I mean, he's done these two big things where they've been very cinematic and obtuse. Surely now's the time to start threading in a bit of, like, hey, here's what this is actually going to be.
Metal Gear Solid 5 had like years of that, I feel right. like.
Yeah. I would not be surprised at all if it was another strange short film.
Yeah. Which is fine. They've both been really cool so far.
Yeah.
The weird thing is you just look at this and it just could very easily be the same presentation, you know, the exact same
The God of War reboot still hasn't come out yet, so you'd imagine
more of the Uncharted, what's it called?
The Lost Legacy.
Yeah. The Lost Legacy.
Detroit Become Human.
Oh, I just watched the trailer for that again. Oh, it does not look good.
Yeah.
It looks terrible. It looks boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so then, you know, presuming these things that they've just hinted at in the past that they're going to show off a bit more of, well, then you go, well, then what are they showing off that's new?
Like,
presuming they don't just want to do the same. I mean, I guess that's the double-edged sword of announcing everything that's so far in the future. You have more to show off, but you're just showing, you can only do that for so long.
That's something worth mentioning really quick as well. I forgot to bring it up that they've said that there definitely won't be a new Halo, the Microsoft one, and Shenmue 3, which was one of the Sony things, won't be there. I think the Final Fantasy VII remake, they're not going to say anything about.
I haven't, because
it's still too early on. Like, they've just gone into proper development on that apparently.
Yeah. Right, so, okay. Yeah. So, what could they be doing that's because, you know, they're in a kind of a weird position too where they've had a bit of a run of these kind of like, you know, their exclusives and them having success with that where now they're all kind of out and you know, what's next? Is it a case where, you know, Horizon was popular, so is that team going to, you know, again, showing off just concept, just a vague, hey, you've all loved Horizon, here's what those guys are doing next.
Yeah, fuck.
Who knows?
Yeah, that is actually more of a question mark than I thought, unless...
Yeah, same.
Like, because I was looking at this list of games and being like, oh, okay, well, that's their press conference. But then when you put it that way of like...
It just is the same...
Is that it?
It's the same press conference without... Horizon and... What was the other one that came out? Oh, Last Guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can see that...
And replace them with, like, Knack 2.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see them doing something with The Last of Us 2 because I know that it's... They have been working on, like, the animation and stuff.
Right.
And, like, if they put out some footage that is, like, fucking crazy good looking...
Yeah, I reckon...
Because that's what the improvement is going to be there.
Surely, that's their big... their big centerpiece for this year.
It has to be so far away still.
Sure, but I mean, you can still cut together a trailer. You can still cut together something.
Yeah,
that's true.
Using in-game engine. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of if these other things are coming out sooner, do they want to focus on them more and leave The Last of Us for a big thing for next year or something?
Yeah.
Like, they'll definitely bring it up.
We'll get a proper trailer. I think maybe Spider-Man will be the big... Because people were pretty keen on that last year and there's about to be a big kind of rebooting of that. And that is a cool... It's open world Spider-Man, I'm into
Caped
that.
Caped Crusader.
That'd be... No, it's World's Greatest Detective.
Sorry, I was talking to Siri. I'm doing a Google.
That's a good point. Just in talking, I came in here going, that's just a, you know, but that kind of is a pretty big question mark.
But who knows, maybe it'll just be disappointing and be the same stuff again. Like, not that that'd be disappointing because a lot of those games look great.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see more of all of them.
Yeah.
But it will be weird if they don't show at least one like, oh, and by the way thing.
And what's, are we getting anything of Red Dead at E3?
Oh, good question.
But
you'd imagine so, I guess.
I guess,
But then at the same time, Rockstar often don't give a shit about E3
because
they don't really need to, so maybe not.
Yeah.
And there'll be the new Call of Duty will be at one of them, I guess the Sony one, and Destiny 2 will show up somewhere.
Yeah. There's a few on my list. The CD Projekt Red game, Cyberpunk 2077, which sounds good.
Apparently that's still ages away, though, so it might be possible that that just doesn't show up. But who knows? That would probably be at that PC show, if anything.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Just talking about it with so much disdain.
Yeah.
That PC show.
It's just IBM such a fucking Expo.
Dumb name, yeah.
Yeah.
Come to the
terrible.
PC show and buy some toner.
Now you're thinking of printers.
That's what I think of when I hear PC.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a new bubble jet coming out.
Dot Matrix.
All right. Shall we move on to the last one of the pile.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not really a press conference. They'll be doing another one of their direct
their
things.
Their directs.
But yeah. It's which, Activision. No.
Which, for all intents and purposes, where we are in the world, it kind of, you know, it's still yeah. focuses on
and they're doing the
that.
Same exact thing of the treehouse and yeah.
The tournaments and
so
stuff.
So the Nintendo
afterwards.
Direct,
yeah.
Which is an hour-long presentation, and then, yeah, they do these little presentations afterwards where it's yeah. it's their reps kind of playing yeah. playing through the games. They have said that Super Mario Odyssey will be taking a large focus of that. They've yeah. also said they'll be focusing on Super Mario Odyssey and games launching in 2017.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's already been yeah. a bit of speculation about what exactly does that mean.
Well, so they're doing tournaments of Splatoon 2 and ARMS apparently during yeah. the Treehouse stuff.
Which they're yeah. trying to hype up.
Yeah.
yeah.
Who cares? Hey, that game that comes out on Friday. Yeah. Watch people who are already really good at it.
Who would come to somebody doing a video game tournament? It sounds like a bad someone, idea to me.
Someone who wants a quarter of a watermelon.
Yeah. They had said all we're showing off is Breath of the Wild, which yeah. it was cool to see that, but it was also very disappointing because we, you know, the NX at the time was yeah. very heavily rumored. There was all this stuff up in the air.
It was non-traditional move.
Yeah, yeah, we know now that they were working on all this stuff, and we know now that Breath of the Wild was really great. But heading into it, it was just kind of a bit of a bummer. Like yeah. seeing that Sony one where they pulled out all this stuff, and you know, Nintendo just had. Which I actually rewatched the Breath of the Wild reveal from E3 last year, just before, and it's amazing how. I remember watching it at the time going, oh, and, you know, it's showing you bits but also going, how the fuck is this going to work? Like, yeah. which now it's so crazy because you watch it back having played it, it's all there. Like, yeah. it's like, oh, of course that's what it is. But that's so interesting about how, yeah, a reveal just the way it's kind of framed can really kind of sort of lead you off in the wrong direction. Mm. So, yeah, I'm really interested to see, yeah, Mario Odyssey is obviously going to be a huge game for them. I think there's because they haven't really said anything about it. Yeah. Before they'd revealed Zelda Breath
New
of the Wild.
New Dunk City!
Well, before they'd revealed Breath of the Wild, they had been saying for ages it's going to be open world Zelda. They've kind of just showed off that trailer at the yeah. presentation, and then they've sort of said nothing else about it.
Yeah.
Other than this one detail, which is that it's a return to the sandbox style of Mario 64 mm-hmm. and Mario Sunshine, which is kind of weird because the last one of them was not super popular with people, it feels like.
Yeah, and I don't really see what their difference between what they think the difference between Galaxy and 64 yeah. and Sunshine was.
Well,
yeah.
those two were they were about very big worlds where there were just stars in every corner of them. Galaxy started to shift yeah. into a lot of these smaller levels.
Mm. I guess so.
Which then they went even further into with Mario 3D World and Mario 3D Land, which yeah. kind of seemed like that's just how they make these games
and
now.
And that was almost right. a return to 1 and 3 and
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I think what's really interesting, I'm really interested to see how a Mario game of that style works in 2017 because that formula is pretty dated, as we've seen with Yooka-Laylee at the start of this year, like them yeah. trying to yeah. recapture that. People don't have that same kind of fondness for that sort of game that they once had.
Yep.
But then on the other hand, seeing what they did with Breath of the Wild and how they kind of just stripped away everyone's preconceptions of what a Zelda game is,
yeah.
That's got me really excited to just see yeah. see what this is.
Totally. I'm exactly the same way where I want to see like fucking 3 hours of someone playing
Mario. I think we're yeah. going to get a lot of the they've said it's going to be it's going to be playable. I think we're going to get a very good idea of how yeah. it's all kind of segmented up and how yeah. it kind of and what you're kind of doing level to level and how that is all going to work. You know, as for the rest of it, you'd say Xenoblade will get a look in.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
some Fire Emblems game that's not out yet.
Yeah, those.
I think it just came out on the 3DS.
There's a Switch one.
There's a Fire Emblem Warriors, I think it is.
Yeah. Or Heroes
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're both coming out before the end of the year, and yeah. they're very big in Japan, so they'll factor in
yeah.
this
Monster Hunter game.
Yeah, Monster Hunter just got announced by Capcom, yeah. yeah. The Rabbids crossover thing is yeah. I mean, we talk about it like it's fact, but it's
yeah,
still
that's true, yeah.
technically yet to be announced.
Yes.
And then, you know, a lot of people are thinking that it's got to be virtual console
that was on my list. Yeah,
their plans. I reckon that'll happen. I also think we'll probably see a couple of maybe HD remakes. Yeah. Kind of thrown in towards the end of the year, maybe a Smash port of the Wii U one, or maybe like a remastered Mario 64 or something to kind of get people, you know, to get people hyped up and ready. And maybe that's kind of tied into their virtual console plans.
Yeah. I'm super prepared for this to have very little information about anything you want to learn about.
I know. Yeah. Well, just looking at it, I mean, it's kind of interesting how you can sort of start to see now how their year has kind of panned out from a business sense, where I think they've relied on the strength of Zelda to get people interested in the launch of the Switch, plus the whole thing of wanting to be an early adopter and whatever, and they made sure they brought it out with a great game. Then the middle of the year has sort of been them focusing on really just the diehards. You know, they're bringing out a new IP in ARMS. They're bringing out Splatoon 2. They're just kind of keeping their, you know, they're loyal kind of people who always get their stuff early on happy.
Yeah.
And then I think the back end of this year is probably going to be about trying to get everyone else, like, so getting any fence sitters. So I think virtual console, an HD remake or two, and then Mario Odyssey.
Maybe that Skyrim port.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think ultimately their big plan for this was always to just have this. They're thinking about positioning it for the Christmas period. Yeah. I think that's what this, like, it's out for roughly a year by then. You have to think there's a price drop. And then suddenly there's this library of so many of their tentpole franchises.
Yeah.
So in trying to predict, you can never predict what these fucking maniacs do.
Yeah.
But I would say that is what they'll be going in for the back end of the year is, okay, we've satisfied the diehards. Let's try and kind of get everyone, now that there's hype out and it's selling well already, let's really push it over to the next.
And thinking about like what I would like to see, the only thing that is sort of an unknown that I would like to see from them is, other than like explaining what the fuck they're doing with the online stuff and whatever.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Is what Retro Studios are doing.
Yes.
So either new Donkey Kong or ideally for me new Metroid or whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah.
But like you say, from a business point of view, Zelda and Mario already and Splatoon and shit have the people who would be interested in that already invested in the Switch if they're going to be.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I know that you can see so much of the marketing of this and the scheduling of this has just been a direct response to how people reacted to the Wii U, where it came out and then it just had no support. Like it was ages before they announced even Mario, even things that are a given. It was an ages before they even said that those were coming out. And so hopefully they're still keeping an eye on 2018 because, you know, the reality is, cool, in 1 year we've gotten Mario Kart and Zelda and a new franchise and a new Splatoon, but then what are we getting in 2018? And all of a sudden they could have front-loaded the first year and then the second year is nothing. But I think we'll see a lot more about the Zelda DLC too.
Oh, right. Yeah. But the thing with Nintendo at the moment is they seem to be on such a short announced to release type cycle. The speed with which they said, okay, it's the Switch and now it's out.
Yeah.
Maybe the model that they're focusing on now.
Yeah.
So it might be that you don't hear about anything from 2018 until September, November, October,
after Mario is out, then maybe they go, oh yeah, and Smash Bros. Is coming out in May or something like that.
Well, they've started to put less and less importance on E3 as of about, three years ago.
Like, since the Wii U, fucking no one liked it, basically.
Well, so they, at the time, June, they, last year, they, you know, and they'd, had they said at that point that Zelda was not just on the Wii U? I think they had.
I think so.
Yeah, but they's like, it's coming out on this other thing, so you sort of think, we'll announce that now, which they just don't do. And then when was that video? September?
And that's right, because they were saying at E3 Zelda will be on the NX, and they were saying NX.
And so then, rather than do their big reveal at E3, they did it in September.
Yeah.
Like they typically, which again, I want them to announce virtual console stuff, but is that the thing to do in the midst of E3? I don't know. But again, time's ticking and what are they?
I think it is the right thing to announce. And then I think, announce your next first party games later in the year.
With those longer directs as well. The one the year before, they had a number of games that they were like, here's this, here's Yoshi thing, here's this, right. this,
yeah,
this.
Yeah. That's what I'm really hoping we get. I'm a big fan of when they just wild out with their IPs. Yeah. So yeah. I'm hoping we get a new, whatever it is, a Luigi's Mansion, a new yep. Donkey Kong,
a
something.
WarioWare, something.
F-Zero, but the biggest, fucking like yeah. this
F-Zero would be so good. If, yeah. But if... Honestly, if you were going to put money on anything, you'd have to put it on Metroid.
Yeah,
and they've
maybe, but like
Reggie's kind of said a lot of sneaky things about it, and Retro have been quiet
Nintendo,
for so long that
Nintendo has literally not put money on Metroid before, though. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's real hard to know what the fuck those idiots are going to do.
Yeah, totally. So I think that kind of, is there any other? Any other predictions? When the fuck is this Cuphead game coming out?
Oh yeah,
that's in the South Park. That's in the. You know what? I don't care about that game anymore. It's coming out on a console that I don't own. I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
like
that was a shame. I would have. Yeah, I did care for a little bit.
Why is that? Yeah. Why have they been teasing that for so? Well, I guess it's taking ages to develop. But
they went back and added levels rather than it just being bosses and stuff. But yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
about that one. That I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
What are any kind of trends that you guys care to predict or things that are gonna, you know?
I reckon they'll Sony and Microsoft will both talk about VR, and it will be of no interest to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, Nintendo's mobile plans as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That Animal Crossing and stuff like that.
That'll be a focus, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think, again, just Microsoft, I'm super interested to see what the fuck they can pull out of their hat.
Yeah.
Rabbids and Master Chief.
It is, man. It is such an exciting time of the year. I love speculating.
Yeah.
And then I love the countdown. I love waiting for all that stuff to start.
It's on this weekend. So I hope that you've listened to this episode as it's come out.
Yeah, we should delete. We got to delete this off the feed after because we're going to look like anyone making their way through. Yeah. We are going to look like fucking idiots.
Yeah. Or geniuses.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe geniuses.
Yeah.
Probably not.
We haven't really made too many kind of wild claims here, but with a lot of them, it's just hard. I mean, Nintendo really predicting them is a fool's errand.
I'm going to make a wild claim about Microsoft. Sega have been talking about how they're bringing back, IPs. Microsoft have had a good working relationship with Sega.
Yeah.
The original Xbox. Maybe they go like, here's five fucking cool Sega games.
Okay. Yeah.
Those new Sonic games will probably be at this in some capacity as well.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be the new Microsoft. I have literally no idea of what the fuck Microsoft could even show.
Yeah.
It would have to be
brand new.
But
yeah, that was their
shit.
Big move, getting Sega, who people have fondness
for. To save
our
console from dying, we've got Sega.
Samba de Amigo 2. Well, that's very exciting stuff. We'd better leave it here for now. We are going to be back about a day later or so next week with our full E3 wrap-up. In the meantime, keep an eye on our socials for our top 10 games to play before you specifically die. A bonus episode that was a lot of fun to do. As with the previous two, it is pay what you feel, as long as you feel like paying at least $1. Sorry if you feel like paying 98 cents, but that's just not an option.
Yep.
All the socials at Filthy Caz Pod, Filthy Casuals on Facebook, filthycasuals.pod at gmail.com.
Correct.
If you want to send us an email.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, that was really great to hear from those people this week. And yeah, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
electronic entertainment is interactive media that you can play for the purposes of enjoyment. Sorry, that was just a little electronic entertainment exposition.
Oh
baby.
Sorry.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.